Hey there, welcome back to another edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. I'm Kat Angus, and here's Jeevan Brar.
I'm back.
You are back, as am I.
I wasn't here last
week. You weren't here last week because there was the Lost extravaganza, which people either loved or hated, and I understood the hate, but I still loved it. But Lost is over, time to move on. Our first show to talk about this week is a wonderful, and I don't actually mean wonderful, I mean terrible new sitcom called 100 Questions.
Okay, I thought it was a reality show.
You thought it was a reality show?
100
Because of the title?
Yeah, what do you think it's going to be?
Oh, yeah, it totally seems like it's going to be one of those lie detector reality shows.
Yeah.
But no, instead, it's this beautiful, gorgeous, supposedly charming British woman. Living in New York City, obviously. And her main problem is just guys like her too much. She's just really too likable is her problem.
This is a problem for her?
Yeah, it's a huge problem. I mean, guys are proposing to her. All her friends tell her how great she is. Life is really clearly pretty bad for this character. Charlotte, I think her name is.
Do we even care?
I don't know.
Charlotte.
Now, what's disappointing, well, other than everything, is that Charlotte is played by Sophie Winkleman. And she was on this great British sitcom called Peep Show, which was hilarious, and she was great on it. And now I see her on this schlock, and it makes me really, really sad.
It's like the U.S. coupling.
Exactly. Except at least the U.S. coupling had a good show to sort of back it, good British show to back it up.
Right.
100 Questions is completely original, and it's horrible.
It's very horrible.
It's obviously trying to be the new Friends.
Oh, another one.
Another one. So, Jeevan, tell me some of your main problems with the
casting. I think the casting, Charlotte, the actress was great, but she was miscast in the role.
Oh, totally.
The Asian best friend was also terribly miscast. I was glad that there's some diversity in it, but just the actress, I don't know, she did nothing for me.
She seemed a little too serious for that part.
Yeah.
And granted, the blonde woman is supposed to be, like, the really kooky one, but all of them are supposed to be kind of ridiculous.
They're all crazy.
And this woman just took it a little too flat.
I didn't mind the casting for the blonde woman and the two other guys. I thought the two other guys were funny.
Well, one of the two other guys, not the supposedly good-looking one, but the other one, he's the show's co-creator, which explains why he's on the show. And it also explains why he's not famous, because the shows he creates are crap. Now, what you may not know is that 100 Questions was actually ordered a couple years ago, and it was supposed to come in mid-season 2009, and NBC pushed it back, and then they reshot the pilot with different actors.
Oh.
And so, as much as we hate the show, the silver lining is they're probably just going to burn off these 6 or so episodes, and the show will never be seen again. It could have been much worse.
Or they actually cut down the episode order from 13 to, they cut 6 out, and I guess they gave those to Chuck.
Which something. Is, yeah, it's well done. Well done, NBC.
Smartest
Chuck movie. Is way more deserving of extra episodes than 100 Questions. Oh yeah, so in case you haven't seen the show, which I don't imagine why you would have, and I don't imagine why you should, the term 100 Questions is that after Charlotte's horrible experience of men falling in love with her and having friends who talk about how great she is, she goes to a dating company service.
I've seen that before. It's bothering me. I don't know what show I've seen it before in.
And there's a guy who is going to ask her 100 questions so he can help her find her soulmate, and presumably each episode will revolve around one of those questions.
It's funny that they think that they'll make it to 100 episodes.
And, one, that's hilarious. Never happening.
No.
Two, what happens when she gets to the end? Is she just going to realize, oh, hey, my best guy friend, I'm going to marry him instead?
Yeah, because it was obvious at the end when he told him what he wrote down on the piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's obviously about himself, and they kind of had this thing going.
And
you know how it's going to end.
Hackneyed, predictable. There was nothing funny about the episode, and I can't believe it got on television. I'm just...
To call it 100 questions. Good thing they didn't call it 13 questions, because then...
6 questions. 1.5 questions.
Yeah.
They cancel it in the middle of the second episode.
That'd be awesome.
Just pull it off
just
for...
Break, just
interrupt reruns it, of Small Wonder.
Blow something up, and then, you know.
And then
breaking news.
They all died.
Yes.
Well, it's too bad. I did like Sophie Winkleman. Again, I hope that's her name. I forgot to look it up before we started recording this.
Uh-oh.
And Colette Wolfe, who plays the blonde friend, she's very funny. And yes. some talented people who are being forced to do some terrible, shtick.
I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, but Joe Montenegro, or he will be playing...
He'll be on True Blood.
True Blood, so...
Playing a very sexy werewolf. I happen to have seen the first three episodes of True Blood this season, and he does not disappoint. I won't spoil anything further. But, yeah, so I'm glad he got on True Blood and won't be stuck with 1.5 questions any longer. Unfortunately, we will be stuck with 100 questions for at least 5 more weeks.
God, why?
I hate summer TV a lot, and I can't wait for September.
Speaking of bad summer TV, The Bachelorette.
Oh, The Bachelorette. How I have waited for it to return.
Why are you making me watch The Bachelorette?
Well, because we're there for the right reasons, Jeevan.
Please.
We just really want to find love while dating 17 dudes.
Well, I don't.
Well, I mean, maybe you're not there for the right reasons
I'm
then,
not.
Jeevan.
I'm just there.
What I hate but almost admire about the Bachelorette franchise is that every season they find a bachelor, lead bachelor or lead bachelorette who is even less likable than the person who starred before them. Every season,
worse.
I don't think I could hate them anymore. Like Deanna, who was awful. Y'all are breaking my heart. And then Jason, who people liked, and then they hated because he was a jerk. And then Jillian, who seemed okay, but just bought into the whole shtick way too much. Like,
I thought Allie was kind of pretty.
She's kind of pretty, but she's just awful because she has also, she's bought into her own hype about being like the girl next door and America's sweetheart, and she's just going to giggle all the time.
Yay.
Look how lovable I am.
So what's the scoop on Allie? She was on The Bachelor, but she had to quit because of her job
because
with Facebook?
Because of her job with Facebook. They never said Facebook, okay. But obviously in this world of the internet... On which you're listening to us right now,
you can find
out anything.
Yeah.
But when they approached her to do The Bachelorette, she figured, well, I left before because I wasn't going to give up my job for a 1-in-4 shot of getting with this guy. But now I have a 100% shot of making six figures and then get famous.
Yeah.
So I can kind of understand those things. Is it just me or... do they go out of their way to pick the worst guys in the world for these people
to date?
Those
dudes are scary.
They are scary. And Canada is not represented well. I mean, there are Canadians, but they're making us look awful.
I assume you're talking about Craig.
Craig M. from Sarnia. Well, one, that's his first problem.
Sarnia.
Sarnia. He was a psychopath.
But I loved it. I loved his fight with the weatherman. I think that's what, you know, that was the best part of this week. The best year. It was just Craig versus the weatherman. And the fact that he called him the weatherman and told him up front, listen, I don't know your real name, but I'm just going to call you the weatherman.
But, like, what I loved about that fight is that you couldn't root for either of them.
No, I tried.
Because weatherman, okay, granted, I would not want to live in a house where somebody was tormenting me all the time. But it's clear that this guy had some issues dealing with these kinds of people growing up and still hasn't really learned how to deal with them properly. Yeah. And so he just becomes this huge bundle of insecurity and then spends all of his time talking to Allie about how this other guy has to go.
Yeah, so next week we'll see what, you know, Weatherman... we'll find out what Weatherman's latest childhood trauma is.
I find it incredibly insulting when any of the guys talk to the Bachelorette... under the guise of, well, I'm worried about you. I don't think this guy should be here. Okay, no, just say, I don't like him. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Get him out. And if I were the Bachelorette, which I wouldn't be because I really don't want to make out with a bunch of guys on television.
You don't?
I mean, I went through that period in my life. Who hasn't? And I'm over it. But if I were the Bachelorette, I'd say, okay, listen, if you try to be all this paternalistic to me ever again, you're gone. I can take care of myself, yep. And I will find out for myself who's a jerk and who's not.
Maybe she really likes guys like Craig.
She probably does. Well, apparently not. She got rid of Craig M.
And a bunch of other guys.
Some other guys.
I don't recognize their faces. Who, were they on the show?
I don't know. What was it, the guy? Had a bruise. Did he get mauled by a bear? Did he get into a fight with Craig M.? And then the other, and then Toronto's Justin, also known as Rated R Superstar, the wrestler.
The entertainment wrestler.
Yeah, with the broken leg.
Okay, I felt bad for the guy when he had to walk down the stairs. Couldn't they have put in an elevator?
You put in an elevator into this already built home? Well, you're right. What? Those Bachelorette production people are jerks.
The home's not handy-capable.
It's really not. No. But he's supposed to get his cast off in a few weeks, maybe it'll be better. But, yeah, he just seems weird and all, like...
He's gonna go to her house in the next week's
episode. And next week, according to the promo, yes, and the guys are not gonna be happy with this.
The weatherman's thinking, why didn't I think of that first? Because that guy looks like a stalker.
He really does.
It's creepy.
It's not gonna go well. And then the other Craig, I think it's Craig R., has determined that he has to defend all the dudes against any of the guys who go against the bro code. Like, you lied to us, Justin, about what you did. Oh, well, I told Allie what you did. But you lied to us. So what?
You guys are competing against each other.
Who cares? Does it really matter? I mean, I'm sure there is something, I hate this term, but there's something shady about Justin. But just because he didn't tell you he was a wrestler, that's not really a reason to rake him over the coals.
Yeah.
And frankly, how you're reacting to his occupation is kind of proof that he should not have told you.
Exactly.
So there you go. Do you have any predictions for who she's going to end up with?
No way.
No?
Not yet. I still have some, you know, issues about the whole episode this week's. Okay, so when the first guy that she's taking up, the car breaks down.
Uh-huh.
Okay, as a guy, wouldn't you try to fix... I would try to fix the car.
Do you know how to fix a car?
No, but I'm sure he doesn't either, but you can...
If you don't know how the car works, you could make it worse.
Well, at least, you know, you're getting off your ass and you're trying to help.
Well, he doesn't want to fix the car. He wants to make out with Allie.
But that will lead to it. Oh, no, I hurt myself. Is it better?
What I loved is that their car broke down and they're like, oh, no, what are we going to do? As if the production van is not right in front of them and they're not being followed by a helicopter.
She knew it was going to happen. She's a bad actress.
She's a terrible actress. Everybody on the show. But they're there for the right reasons.
Sure.
Who knows what those reasons actually are? They never actually tell us what those reasons are, but we are assured that there are reasons and they have to be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
My prediction, I'm hoping she ends up with Frank, the guy she went on the first one-on-one date with. Granted, he lives at home with his parents, but he seems like a pretty cool guy. And I didn't appreciate his whole, like, oh, well, after that I felt like you're my girlfriend and I didn't appreciate seeing you with a bunch of other guys.
It's a competition.
What show do you think you are on right now?
I'm having a deja vu with The Bachelor now.
And, yeah, oh, yeah, that's what girls love, getting really possessive of them after one date. That's super. But, sadly, even with that, he is the only one I like out of all of the guys. There are a few guys who we didn't see much of, so I have no opinion of them either way.
The guy with the bruise?
The guy with the bruise. Well, he's gone. Who knows? The one who looked like Chris Evans from the Fantastic Four, he's gone. No idea what happened to him. And, yeah, one guy who talks kind of weird and I can never understand.
One guy.
Yeah. And then another guy who looks, his head looks like a potato. Just a lot of ugly, unappealing men this season. It's really a feat that they keep getting worse every time. But it's summer, have nothing else to watch, so we'll probably talk about this again in a few weeks.
Great.
That does it for this edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. Check out my blog at dose.ca/TV Casualty and check out Jeevan's blog at dose.ca/watercooler. See you next week.